Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. I'm Andy Murray for WhatCulture.com.
And I'm Adam Nicholas for WhatCulture.com, and we're fresh off the back of WrestleMania, Andy Murray.
Yeah, fresh is a word.
All right. We're off the back of WrestleMania, Andy Murray.
we're fresh in that the show is just finished, not in our physical state here at 5 o'clock in the morning. But hey, what are you going to do? Good show tonight. Lots to get through. Won't bother with a big, long, elaborate introduction. We're just going to get straight to the bottom of this goddamn thing. So the first match...
What went down of it all, Andy Murray?
What went down? How could I not see the name of the bloody video? I'm an idiot. Too much staying up late at night. Opening match of the night, Bobby Lashley versus Drew McIntyre. We knew it was the opener before the show. It was announced ahead of schedule. Drew comes out, gets the big baby face pop, the first true entrance, and he's all kinds of fired up in his entrance, isn't he? He's going nuts in the ring. Out there, it's good stuff, and you know, at that moment in the show, you're like, oh yeah, fans really are back. This is really cool.
Yeah, man, that was really cool.
And they had a really good match. It started a bit slower than some of the other things on the card, but the bombs eventually came. The match started unraveling, and it really hit another gear when Drew fired up and said to Bobby Lashley, "Bring it, bitch!" His words. That's when it got kind of crazy. Drew worked towards hitting a trio, 3 future shocks in a row for a big near fall after that. The "this is awesome." Those chants came out from there on out. McIntyre had fought out of the hurt lock several times. Bobby tried to tap it in. He couldn't get it time and time again. Sometimes it was escape. Sometimes it was this. Sometimes it was that. But towards the end of the match, Drew just got stuck in it. He tried to wriggle out. He went for the old Bret Hart escape, working his way out, down to his feet, back up several times. But it was too much for him. In the end, McIntyre could fight no longer. And on 18 minutes and 19 seconds, I've got the match time and everything, with my stopwatch, and did not take from Cage Match. McIntyre passed out. He couldn't fight anymore. Referee stoppage. Bobby Lashley retains the WWE Championship. Interesting outcome here, because it felt like the crowd was right there for a Drew win and a big babyface victory in the first match for fans in over a year. But I guess the opposite side of that coin is that Bobby looked like a beast. He put Drew McIntyre to sleep. How many people have been able to do that throughout Drew's run? So, I thought it was a really good match and a cool way to open the show, for sure.
Excellent way to open the show. I think the right call, having Drew get that big first pop back. But ultimately, I think we would have been happy with either person winning this one, but I think Bobby's the right call, you know, and I actually think Drew McIntyre might be behind that too, you know. I feel like he would also kind of want Bobby's run to continue, because he's been on a tear, and I think it should, and I think we've only just really touched the surface with what we can get with Bobby. Great match though, I enjoyed this, and so hyped to see the fans back. But from there, we rolled straight into some tag team turmoil, Andy Murray. We saw this match. Arguably, you could say this one maybe the least sort of coherent build, I would say, before Mania. But ultimately, getting people on the show, which is the main thing. It's the first one back. And a lot of the women here, there's a talented women's division there. It just needs to be showcased. And this was the way they chose to do it. We started the tag team turmoil with Lana and Naomi versus Billy Kay and Carmella. I've got to be honest, we were obviously doing this on the live stream, so that was a lot. So there was a lot where we missed because we were so busy interacting with people. So straight up, I'm just going to run you how the eliminations went from top to bottom, because genuinely, without doing any disrespect to any of the women, there wasn't a great deal else to talk about with this one. And that's what happens when you don't spend a lot of time booking the build towards a match for Mania. Billie Kay and Carmella eliminated Lana and Naomi first, and it was then followed by... And then the Riot Squad were coming next to go on a bit of a tear, I think it's fair to say. Arguably, the most coherent-looking team in this match, probably the Riot Squad, because they're the ones who were actually look coherent tag team together. They would then eliminate Carmella and Billie Kay, and then they would also go on to eliminate the sexy muscle friends, Andy Murray, of course, Dana Brooke, and Mandy Rose.
Mandy Rose
almost fell on her backside off the stage, really, because on the way down, the rain played a factor here. She slipped on her way down to the ring. That's probably the most notable part of this, other than her excellent-looking ring gear with Dana Brooke and a stunning running knee that she gave middle of the match. But they were then eliminated. In a bit of a surprise, actually, we thought it was going to be like each team getting a turn to eliminate a team. The Riot Squad made it through to the final, but ultimately it would be Tamina and Natalya who turned up looking meaner than ever Andy Murray. They would get the victory over the Riot Squad. And they put a lot of stock in Tamina and Natalya up to this point. It kind of makes sense, this them coming away with the win. It means they will then go on to night two to face Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler for the Women's Tag Team Championships. Like I say, not a huge deal to say about this match other than what went down. Literally what went down. And that's about it, Andy Murray.
Yeah, that's it. It's like, it's difficult to invest in these matches when the build is literally, hey, here's a thing, 6 days before the show. Yeah. And it's, you know, it's an excuse for them to get more people on the card and get the women's tag team titles represented. So that's an interesting match tomorrow night because it's heel versus heel. And, you know, WWE love booking Tamina against Nia Jax.
So that's a big thing that can happen.
Felt sorry for we all had a laugh when Mandy Rose slipped, but I felt sorry for her because...
She styled it out, in fairness. She did style it out,
yeah,
I think.
She did. She just got up and got on with her job.
Yeah.
Fair play. I guess if we're talking what went down, right, we should probably mention the 45-minute rain delay.
That's true.
Yeah.
You've already tried to mentally block it out, you see, is the thing we try to do, yeah.
This is it. The whole show was held up. Samoa Joe was in a poncho. It was quite the sight at the start of the night. But, hey, it happened. The weather was crap. We knew that before the show. But we got there and there were no real interruptions throughout the show. But, you know, it's slippery out there. People are going to slip when it's slippery because that's why it's called slippery. You slip.
This is the good content people came for at 5:22 in the morning. I know it is.
Delirious stream of conscious nonsense from me right now. The next match on the show was not nonsense. It was a match that a lot of people looked at before the show and went, hey, that's going to be match of the night. And I imagine the people that said, hey, that's going to be match of the night after the show were like, hey, that was the match of the night. Because guess what? Cesaro versus Seth Rollins ruled. It was great. Of course it was. Look who's in the match, for God's sakes. I mean, this was just tremendous stuff. The story of this match, of course, was that Cesaro can't win the big one at WrestleMania. And, you know, if you lose this, you're just a loser forever, pal. So he couldn't really lose this. It would have been a very hard sell to come away and go, yeah, I guess Seth was right. He is a loser. but what we got was just a fantastic all-action match that you should really check out if you missed the show because it's only 11 minutes long. But they packed so many cool things in this. So many mad flurries, fast exchanges, quick shifts in momentum. It was as fluid and technical as you'd expect it to be from these two guys. But... you know, to run through some of the coolest spots. Rollins hit this really sick corkscrew frog splash.
It was like a barrel roll, wasn't it, in midair? Yeah. Rather than the usual spin that way. It was a sideways spin. It was awesome.
Yeah, he was like Slippy Toad in Star Fox.
Slippy Toad!
Slippy! He kicked out of a neutralizer. Cesaro then kicked out of a pedigree that Seth hasn't done in a while. Cesaro, because he's a freak, did an airplane spin with Seth on his shoulders. He didn't even use his hands. Unbelievable stuff. But he got his big swing. Of course he got his big swing. 23 rotations, according to Michael Cole. Take his word for it. I'm not going to sit there and count them. The neutralizer, the win. 1, 2, 3. Cesaro wins the big one. Finally, his first WrestleMania singles win. And he celebrated it like he'd won the world title. You could see how much it meant to him.
That's a really
cool moment for a guy who's been there in the company for so long. And yeah, the match was sick. So, good stuff.
Basically, everybody who thought this was going to be a great match, congratulations. You were correct. Surprise, surprise. Cesaro is amazing. And I genuinely, even if you don't want to watch the match and you just need to find a little snippet from it, find the GIF of Cesaro. He literally had Seth Rollins balanced on his trapezius muscles as he spun around. It was unreal. Absolutely unreal. Great. Like, the man is crazy talented. Long may this continue. Also, another spot that I really enjoyed, Seth went for like a curb stomp and he popped him out and hit him with an uppercut, which was absolutely amazing. Speaking of amazing, Andy Murray, let me talk to you about the Raw Tag Team title match that came immediately after this. And one man in particular, we all had a question on our lips before this match. Is Omos going to be any good? Is the question I think a lot of us were wondering. We've seen him beat people up. We've seen him and Styles beat people up. We just didn't know if he could do it in a match. And there was a small, perfect way at the start of this match that they made us question it even more. Because for the entirety of the New Day versus Omos and AJ Styles, AJ Styles was the man in the ring for like almost all of this match, right? The New Day worked over Styles for the entire match. And it looked like almost like someone noted in our live stream that this, the New Day were on the heel side, technically, of the ring, the usual heel side. Yeah. It wasn't necessarily represented, but they did spend the whole match working Styles over. We kind of thought, oh, maybe they're just keeping Omos a secret. Maybe he's not that good. Andy Murray, a star-building performance for Omos in terms of turning up and doing what you expect to do. Basically, finally, after being worked over for ages by the New Day, Styles managed to get over to Omos, tagged him in, and from that point on, it was the Omos show. He basically could not be heard. WWE must have huge stock on this man because the New Day could not put a dent in him. They hit him with a bunch of offense. They literally bounced off him. He just no-sold absolutely everything before he basically went to town on Xavier Woods first, demolished him, then went to town on Kofi Kingston, and ultimately Andy Murray, almost pulling out what I can only describe as essentially like A-Train's old Baldo bomb, you know, the old on the throat, where he pulls him up, and instead of like dropping down to sit down, he just let go of Kofi Kingston, smashed him to the ground. You and I were like, wow, that's a cool move. Puts his foot on Kofi Kingston, former WWE champion Kofi Kingston, and gets the 1-2-3. He literally dismantled the New Day by himself. Unbelievable, this. And this, Andy Murray, was actually pretty good. Like, pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was fun. Like, almost no-sold a bunch of stuff just to show how hard he is, how big he is. It was classic monster booking in a tag match. You have the smaller guy work for 80% of it, and then you unleash the beast. And I thought they did a really good job of letting him play to his strengths, not exposing any weaknesses he may have. Just coming in and wrecking everything. And he shouldn't be selling for people at this point because he's 7'20".
He looked every single inch of it as well in that ring. Unbelievable.
Yeah, really tremendous stuff. They did a good job of just building it around almost. It was a good story-based match. And now we have this little prick, AJ Styles, and his massive bodyguard tearing it off as the tag team champions. It's going to be a lot of fun to follow. And I like this a lot.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Um, something that I like that I didn't necessarily think I was going to like in the way I'm going to describe was Shane McMahon versus Braun Strowman. Now, this was no technical classic. This was no five-star in the Tokyo Dome deal. This was a kind of a train wreck, but a fun one. A fun one.
Choo-choo!
Choo-choo! No sound effects, sadly. Very upset about that. But the match started off, and I'm not going to pick this one apart because it doesn't need picked apart, but it started off with Jackson Ryker and Elias beating up Braun Strowman with a steel chair going after his leg. Shit, that gives Shane an early upper hand because, of course, it did. And then the rest of the match was basically Shane trying to get the hell away from this crazy beastie monster. But we got to the point where Shane was on the outside of the cage and basically he just had to drop off and win. And Braun was on the inside. Just when you think there's nothing Braun can do, what does Braun do? He basically punches the panel of the cage off. Massive hole in it, pulls Shane back through. They end up on the top of the cage. Of course, somebody's got to go off the top of the cage. And you bet your ass it was Shane McMahon, who earlier in the match had gone coast to coast. Shane got just launched off the top of the cage, landed in the ring. It looked like a horrible bump. He landed basically on his shoulders and his back, and he like bounced off the rock hard apron. Horrible. Fair play to that man for putting himself through it. Braun, as if it was necessary, came in and just gave him a power slam because it's like, ah, screw this guy, I'm gonna take him out. And that was it. That was the 1-2-3. It wasn't too long, didn't overstay its welcome. It was good, it was fine. I had a good time, and Shane took a crazy bump. That's what you want.
It's what we wanted from the match, truth be told. Braun got a look very big and strong and Braun-like. He also, at one point, kicked both Elias and Jackson Ryker, who were trying to get off like over the cage. He just hit the cage and they both went flying, which nullified them for the rest of the match. But yeah, I mean, seeing Braun actually just get to do Braun stuff. And Shane, I mean, I'm not interested particularly in Shane personally, but seeing him take the bump we knew he was going to take, which looked horrible, fair play to him at his age. And this did what it needed to do at that point of the match. But that led us nicely into, if Seth Rollins and Cesaro was the match of the night, this can't have been that far behind it, Andy Murray, because Damian Priest and Bad Bunny versus The Miz and Morrison. Now, we should point out as well, before I go any further, I feel like it's important we note this. We are coming off the back of our live stream. We also have to say we didn't get to experience these matches with live commentary, with live fan reactions. But we can only give you what we did and from us and what we gauged from the surroundings. This was like as impressive of a celebrity wrestling debut as I think I've seen. Full stop. There's been a lot of good ones. Pat McAfee comes to mind as the most notable recent one. And I think his probably edges this one just slightly for me. But in terms of Bad Bunny living up to the billing, if Omos had spent the whole match not being tagged in, Bad Bunny spent the whole time in the goddamn match. It was absolutely amazing, this. And he went to town on Miz and Morrison. Not only did Bad Bunny just spend the majority of the match in the ring, he spent the majority of the match in the ring looking really good. Like, is he the best wrestler of all time, Andy Murray? I mean, no, he's not. He certainly performed like it tonight. It was just amazing, this. Like, he did literally a ton of spots. There was a spot where he did essentially, you know, there is it the Kelly Hurricane Rana spot where she puts the legs round and she swings off them for ages. He did that spot. He did amazing tornado DDT. He did all sorts of different spots in this match. Just generally, just watch it. Bad Bunny is no slouch. Everything he did looked right. It didn't look out of place at all. The man has obviously been working hard. Just a fan, a wrestling fan who wanted to be good in the ring, has delivered the goods. Not only that, though, then gets his man Damian Priest in eventually after the Miz and Morrison had started working on him a little bit. Great selling as well by Bad Bunny, just as if he isn't already the best wrestler in the world. finally does though get the tag to Damian Priest, who comes in and looks like a goddamn world beater because he's massive. He looks like a purple version of Lance Archer in WWE now. Amazing stuff. Just kicked the crap out of Miz and Morrison, who, by the way, were just excellent at playing their part in this match of just being the foils, being the heels, and doing their bit. This whole thing, though, was punctuated by my two favourite spots, Andy Murray. One was an in-sync, a duet version of the Falcon Arrow, one each between Bad Bunny and Damian Priest on the Miz and Morrison. Bad Bunny then did a goddamn Canadian Destroyer on the outside of the ring to John Morrison. As a man who is sick of seeing Canadian destroyers, this one was welcome. This was amazing. The match would ultimately end, though, with Damian Priest hoisted the Miz up on his shoulders into what looked like it was going to be a doomsday device, but instead of being the usual like drop down, it was Bad Bunny doing a crossbody over the side of the Miz. 1, 2, 3. Bad Bunny steals the goddamn Celebrity Show. And Damian Priest also, I should point out, who is the guy who's going to be here after all of this excitement of Bad Bunny, and gets a huge rub. They both look great in this match. All round, in terms of sports entertainment, you can't ask for much more than this.
No, I was thoroughly sports entertained. Miz and Morrison were great stooging heels. Did their job well throughout the match. Damian Priest was really good, but it was the Bad Bunny show. And when we looked at this tag match, we would have thought, similar to the Omos match, well, Priest is going to work most of it, right? And Bunny's going to come in and do his spots. Bunny was in there for like 75%. Yeah. It was crazy. Over-delivered to a ridiculous degree. Nothing but respect for Bad Bunny. He's a guy who's clearly come in and worked hard and learned and taken these training sessions. I think it's with Drew Gulak he's training with. And just really come in and done a really good job. Up there with some of the best celebrity performances earlier. This belongs in that conversation with your McAfee's, your Mel's, whoever else you want to bring up. I thought it was really good. It was a riot. It was fun. It was well-paced. It had some fun spots. What more do you want?
And the fans, they were into it, most importantly, from what we could see, they looked like they were losing their minds at times.
Yeah, they were. They seemed to be into it throughout. And the ring entrance from Bad Bunny was so cool as well.
Yeah.
With Becky Lynch's truck somehow.
Yes, how he definitely. Got that.
But from there, we got the main event. Sasha Banks, Bianca Belair, SmackDown Women's title. My personal match of the night. This was excellent. This was everything I thought it would be. It was tremendous stuff from this ridiculous, all-time great wrestler in WWE and Sasha Banks, and Bianca Belair, who is just phenomenal herself, one of the most exciting up-and-coming talents that WWE has seen in a long, long time. And her raw power was on display here. So much of this match was about Bianca's just strength against the craft and veteran savvy of Sasha Banks, who had all these counters and ways to get out of various situations, but often found herself flummoxed by Bianca just putting her on her shoulders and lifting her up and hanging her vertical forever. And there was a slingshot suplex spot that went off two sets of ropes before hitting the ring. Tremendous, excellent clash of styles, and styles make fights. The match felt huge right away. The crowd were super into it from where we were listening. Bianca got super emotional just before the bell and after it as well. You could feel how much this meant to her to be in this spot. And Sasha as well, of course. But the story of the match was kind of like Sasha going after Bianca's hair and using it against her and pulling her in and coming up with different ways to use that massive lock as a weapon against the challenger. But it bit her in the end. It bit her in the face because Bianca delivered one of the most brutal whips with the hair to Sasha's side that I've ever seen. And then after the match, you saw Sasha had this massive welt from where it connected. That was absolutely sick. The hair whip, it turned around from there. There was like a tug of war with the hair after that. And Bianca struggled for the KOD, but she got it in the end. 1, 2, 3, new SmackDown Women's Champion. Her first WrestleMania match in the main event on her birthday. She's winning the title from one of the greatest in WWE of all time. Doesn't get much better than that.
I'm honestly not sure how I can sum that up better than you just have, to be honest. This was amazing. A huge moment. And full credit to the two women involved. They literally delivered the goods. They were put in the main event slot. They delivered the goods. Credit to Sasha for putting over Bianca Belair, who I know people might be thinking, she's only just come up, this might be too soon. I disagree. I think she is talented enough. She didn't get the belt in NXT. She has the belt now on the main roster. She's going to be leading SmackDown moving forward after WrestleMania. I would imagine, potentially, Rhea Ripley's going to be doing the same on Raw. I guess we'll find out soon enough. This was the right call for me. This was the right match. This was the right everything. Brilliant stuff. All around. Sasha has made a new star tonight is the key for me. But let's not forget that Bianca Belair absolutely lived up to her billing and proved that she is the baddest, the strongest, the roughest, the toughest, that everything else, she was excellent. WrestleMania, Andy Murray, night one, successful end for me personally.
Yeah, good show all around, man. I really enjoyed it. All the stuff that I thought was going to be good was really good. And then there was some stuff like, you know, the Shane match and the Omos match where it could have been a disaster. Both of those could have really sucked. But they didn't. They over-delivered. Bad Bunny over-delivered to a crazy degree. Yep. And, you know, the tag team turmoil match was fine for what it was. But what it was a qualifier for the next night. So it was kind of hard to invest. It's not the performer's fault. It's just what the match was and how it was booked. So, yeah, man, night one was really good. Night two has the Fiend on it, so I'm not sure if it'll be at the same level. You know, I have to get my little Fiend comment in.
Of course.
I can't help myself. But yeah, man, really good show, and I'm optimistic for tomorrow as well.
Yep, absolutely. Exciting times ahead. Night one setting the bar. I hope night two of WrestleMania is a bit better than night one, or night two of Standard Deliver, sorry. I realised night one was the winner there for me personally. Hopefully, the bar will be set a little bit higher. Plenty to take away from, I am sure. But in the meantime, that's it from us. That is it from us and our What Went Down. Thank you for joining us with our, I'd say succinct, but that's probably not the word for it. That's our review of everything that happened at WrestleMania last, on night one of WrestleMania. Please don't forget to like, share and subscribe where possible. You can follow Andy Murray on Twitter at...
at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for, hey man, I'm going to bed. And
it's Adam Nicholas, and I will don't have a special letter, but I will also be going to bed very soon. You can follow What Culture on Twitter at What Culture WWE, and thank you very much for joining us. If you were there for our live stream as well, we appreciate you joining us for that. The boys will be back tomorrow with all of the live streams for night two and What Went Down to go with that as well. We hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you on the next one.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.